May I speak in the name and to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you participate with me in a brief experiment for a moment? I'd like to ask you to put your hands over your ears. Don't put your fingers into your ears, as Jesus did with the deaf man. That might be a little bit dangerous. But just put your hands over your ears, and without causing any pain or injury, press them until they're firm. Can you hear what I'm saying? Can you understand me anymore? Are you trying to lip read me? If I move, can you not hear? Were you wondering what the vicar was going on about for the last minute or two? Did you feel a little bit closed in on yourself? Well, it was a slightly artificial or superficial experiment, but maybe it gave us a little bit of what hardness of hearing or deafness can do. And some of us, of course, struggle with that on a daily basis anyway. And we know how sometimes it can lead to frustration, anxiety, tiredness in making ourselves heard or understood. It can make people reclusive, can't it? And how do we feel not if we're suffering from hardness of hearing, but we're trying to communicate with someone who is deaf or struggles to hear us? It can require great patience and perseverance to communicate. It can be a frustrating difficulty. And if someone has a speech impediment because of their loss of hearing, well, sometimes conversations can reach a stalemate that can be very difficult to break. In our gospel, Jesus meets a deaf man who also has a speech impediment. In Greek, he is mogilalos. Mogilalos. It's a rare and specific term. And for some, that character in the Bible might remind them of practical challenges that they face in their lives, to hear or to be heard. But for every one of us, that man can speak of a spiritual condition that can afflict us and that we find described in Scripture. For throughout the Bible, deafness is found as a metaphor for the condition of God's people. The prophets like Isaiah, who we heard from, and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and many others, they're told, "Speak to my people, give voice to my word, call my children to repent and announce to them my salvation." But they will not hear you. They do not listen to you because they are deaf to the gospel of promise. "My people," God tells the prophets, "will not, cannot hear my word. And so they do not praise me properly, either with the words of their lips or the worship of their lives." Israel will be deaf to its maker, "but you must still speak in my name," God tells Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, whether they listen or refuse to hear. So the prophets make a frequent lament about the deafness of God's people, but every now and then promise breaks through. As in our words from Isaiah this morning, "The eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, the tongue of the speech impaired, the mogilalos, will sing for joy." Isaiah is announcing a day of hope, when the practical effects of our fallenness will be eradicated, when our broken, frail, declining bodies with their blurring sight and failing hearing will be renewed. But more than that, our relationship with God will be restored and complete, when we will hear him properly, see him and perceive the Lord as we ought, and when we will praise him with unfettered lips and loosened tongues, as we're meant to. The eyes of the blind will be opened. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. The tongue of the speech impaired, the mogilalos, will sing for joy. When Jesus heals this one deaf, mogilaloid individual in Galilee, yes, he's doing a unique act of mercy and personal healing. But he's also announcing the beginning of the kingdom. The moment when that prophecy of Isaiah is coming into reality and beginning to fill the world. And isn't that a promise that we should hear and listen to and concentrate on and claim these 20 centuries later? In a world filled with so many competing voices, making a deafening noise, voices beseeching our attention, our loyalty, perhaps asking for our devotion, our money or our time. Voices telling us how we are to live, who we must be, how they say we ought to thrive. Whether we want to be deaf or not, how easy it can be not to listen to God, not to listen out for him. How important it might be to trust that he can open our ears and help us hear his glorious word of life. How important it might be to trust that he can release our lips and tongues so that we can praise and proclaim as we're meant. In one of his books, Geoffrey John, the former Dean of St. Albans, describes a Roman Catholic baptism ceremony where the priest touches the ears and the mouth of the newly baptized and then says, "Jesus made the deaf hear and the mute speak. May he touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith." In an older Catholic rite, Geoffrey John says, the priest would actually use his saliva to touch the ears and the mouth of the newly baptized and shout, "Ephphatha! Ephphatha!" as he did so. Well, even before COVID, that was clearly dismissed as too frightening. But in those bold ceremonies, don't we find the inner meaning of Mark's story and the deep purpose of any act of worship, whether baptism takes place within it or whether the baptized simply gather? Ephphatha, Jesus declares to us. Be opened. Be people with ears open to Jesus' word, minds open to his truth, mouths open to offer his praise, hearts open to receive and share his love. Ephphatha, be opened now and evermore.